Okay, everyone should have a source sheet. If you don't have one, Gabi has a few extras still. As was mentioned, we begin every day on this trip with a little bit of a mini shiur, 15, 20 minutes every morning. And this is a big schus for me, big schus for all of us, to be learning here our first day on the trip here in a beautiful an old shul in Vilna. As was mentioned, of course, as we all know, Vilna had no shortage of great Rabbanim and Gedolim, but Vilna, of course, over history has become synonymous with the Gra, with the Vilna Gaon. And about 20 years ago or so, I heard an incredible story. There was a short period where before moving to Eretz Yisrael and becoming world famous and world renowned, the Chazon Ish, who was then still a little bit of a nistar, was not well known at all, very closeted. The Chazon Ish spent time in Vilna before moving to Eretz Yisrael, before making Aliyah to Bnei Brak. And years later, after he had become the Chazon Ish, super duper famous, somebody asked him, "Chazon Ish, I understand you spent some time living in Vilna. Did you go to Kever Hagra? After all, everyone knows Vilna. You go on a trip, you have to go see Kever Hagra. Did you, Chazon Ish, in the time you were in Vilna, did you go to Kever Hagra?" So he looked at his questioner, he looked at the person speaking to him, and he said, "Kever Hagra? Kever Hagra? Bir Hagra! The Gra's not dead. You don't need to go to a Kever. Bir Hagra. Sivsosos dovos mi Kever. The Gra is alive because his Torah is alive. Every day I was there, I was learning Shulchan Aruch. I was learning it with the Bir Hagra, with the Torah of the Gra. Now, we will be going to Kever Hagra today. But I believe that this message is resonant for everyone, but especially for Bnei Torah. That even more meaningful, it's not as unique, but ultimately more meaningful than even visiting Kever Hagra is learning Torah's Hagra. It's reminiscent of a story, again, I believe this is true, but it's too good to verify, but I think it is actually true, that on the 800th yahrzeit of the Rambam, one of the newspapers went over to Rabbi Soloveitchik, the famous Rabbi Soloveitchik, to want to ask him, what were his thoughts? They asked him, "Rabbi, what do you think, 800 years, the yahrzeit of the Rambam?" To which evidently the Rav responded, "The Rambam died? If you live with the Torah of the Rambam or of the Gra, a kever shon kovet hames, going, davening, perhaps we'll talk over the trip about what it means to daven at a kever, it's its own sugya, but certainly going to visit Kivrei Yisrael, Kivrei Tzadikim, it's a mitzvah of kavod for sure, but the ultimate kavod, the ultimate kavod we can give any of the great gedolim throughout history is actually learning their Torah and keeping their legacy alive. And therefore I wanted to start off our trip, as we are in Vilna this morning, learning a little bit of Torah's Hagra. And I thought it would be opportune, with all due respect to the story of the Chazon Ish, not to learn the Bir Hagra, but to learn an idea that's found in the Sefer Kol Eliyahu, which is the Vilna Gaon's ideas on Chumash. And as was mentioned on the bus, someone asked about visiting Radin and the Chavetz Chaim, which were not, but Bashert, that I thought a beautifully complementary idea to the idea that we'll see from the Gra, also want to share with you from the Chavetz Chaim. And I picked this piece, not only because, of course, I think it's a beautiful idea and a chiddush of the Vilna Gaon, but also because it relates to the time period that we're in now, which, of course, is soon before Pesach, now that we're already in Nisan. So the psukim, if you see at the top of your sheet, on Shmos Perek Yud Beis, tell us about a particular event, a famous event, as we know, right before the Geula, when Bnei Yisrael asu kidvar Moshe, vishalu mi Mitzrayim kli chesef uchle zahav v'simlos. Right, Moshe tells the people, you know, your fortunes have been so overturned, the whole situation is upside down. Instead of being slaves, now you could just walk into the Mitzrayim, you ask them for gold, for silver, for the finest clothing, they're going to give it to you. And sure enough, as the Pasuk attests, V'Hashem nasan eschein ha'am be'enei Mitzrayim v'yishalum v'yitnatlu et Mitzrayim. And sure enough, we went in and we asked them for their finest things, and they gave it to us. These are the psukim. This is, again, it's an overlooked detail when you think about all the action happening in Yitzias Mitzrayim in that fateful night. But nevertheless, it's an important detail. Says the Vilna Gaon, Kol Elyo, in the next source, let's read it together. Ubnei Yisrael asu kidvar Moshe. So the Vilna Gaon starts by quoting Rashi on this pasuk. Perish Rashi, what does that mean? Kidvar Moshe? It's an allusion, bidvar Moshe. Sha'omer lehem bit Mitzrayim, if you go back, not in Perek Yudbeis, but go back a previous Perek, in Perek Yud Aleph, what does the Torah tell us there? Yishalu ish me'eis re'ehu. So this is a reference, says Rashi, to that pasuk when Moshe had said, "V'yishalu ish me'eis re'ehu." So that's the quote. That's all Rashi says. That's all he adds. Says the Vilna Gaon, second line, "V'yesh l'daktek haloma furish ba'pasuk zeh." But the pasuk itself, the one we started with, our pasuk says explicitly, "Ubnei Yisrael asu kidvar Moshe v'yishalu mitzrayim chli chesef," etc. Ma chidesh Rashi zal bazeh? What did Rashi add? Kudvar Moshe, Bidvar Moshe, not such a big chiddush. What do you think? Without Rashi, we wouldn't have realized when the pasuk here tells us that the Jewish people went into the Mitzrayim's houses and asked for stuff. Kidvar Moshe, you didn't have to be the biggest Tanakh expert. You certainly need to be Rashi or need Rashi's help to realize that this is a reference to something that was just told to us one parak earlier. What is Rashi adding here? Seemingly nothing. As a result of this question, the Gra has an incredible chiddush. Omnam, he says, Yesh Lomar, the Kavanas Rashi Zal, Kachu, Dehine, Isa Bababa Kama, Daflamit Zayin, Re'ehu, Velo Shel Mitri. The Gemara tells us there in Baba Kama about Nezikin and other contexts that when the Torah uses the term Re'ehu, sometimes that's meant to be very exclusive, to be a halacha that's only referring to Jews with each other. Not in certain cases when the damages or other such halachos relate to a Jew and non-Jew. Re'ehu v'lo shel mitzri. So in light of that halacha and that idea that the word re'ehu is a reference exclusively to particularistic halachas that relate to internal Jewish issues, says the Gra in the fourth line, Im kein, kan haya kasha l'rashi, Eich nemar le'el daber na ba'aznei ha'am v'yishalo ish me'eis re'ehu. Hayno me'a mitzriyim, ha'kayim olam de mitzri, eino b'chlal re'ehu. All of this is a reference back to the pasuk in which it was predicted that you will ask me'eis re'ehu and they'll give you everything. So when you just read Pashup Shat in the Psukim, obviously that was foreshadowing what's happening now when they went and asked who? Mitzrayim, for their gold and silver and their clothing. But says the Gra, what was bothering Rashi, again, you have to be the Vilna Gaon to see this or imagine it in Rashi. You don't really get much in Rashi. But says the Vilna Gaon, he suggests what was bothering Rashi? How could this, that they're now asking the Mitzrayim for all their silver and gold and their wealth, how could that be a fulfillment of what the Torah told us previously, of Yishalu Ishes Me'es Re'ehu? Re'ehu means fellow Jews. It doesn't mean Mitzrayim. What's going on? So says the Gra the following chiddush in the second paragraph. El al karcha tzarech lomar to lahaya bicholtam laasos kazos im lo asher mikodem yachofu es yitzram laasos chesed ish im re'ehu v'azai olam chesed yibaneh. In other words, says the Vilna Gaon, we missed the whole story. Rashi was hinting at, if you just read the psukim, you certainly don't get it. And if you just read Rashi, you probably won't get it either. But the Vilna Gaon says what Rashi is hinting at, and the Vilna Gaon helps us discover this chiddush of Rashi, is that there's an entire other aspect of the story we didn't even realize. But it's a critical part of the story, says the Vilna Gaon, as he continues. Ulefize re'ehu in the original pasuk, kai al Yisrael. What happened and what's being referenced here? That in their darkest hour, when the Jewish people were being persecuted, enslaved, killed, when they had no hope in the future and certainly not much material well-being, even in their darkest hour, there were some people who were doing a little bit better than others. Even in a Gehenna like Mitzrayim, There are some people who are doing a little bit better than others. And therefore, says the Gaon, you know what happens if you continue? Ubnei Yisrael asu kidvar Moshe. What is that referring to? She'amar lahem b'mitzrayim v'yishalu ish me'es re'ehu hainu. Ki b'nei Yisrael asu chesed ze leze al yedei she'ela. That original pasuk in the previous earlier perek was a reference to the fact that the Jewish people did chesed with each other. V'yish'alu ish me'es re'ehu. There were chesed groups. There was gemach. There was gemilas chesed. As desperate as the times were, as poor and impoverished, as persecuted as each person was there, but there was always someone you're doing a little bit better than. There's always someone who needs things a little bit more than you. And in their darkest hour, in their most persecuted time, in Mitzrayim, the Jewish people, instead of looking inward, looked outward. How can we help each other? Now, at the culminating moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim, when Moshe then gives them the tzivoy, go and ask the Egyptians for your stuff, they're going to do it. Kidvar Moshe. And Rashi, hearkening back to the earlier pasuk of Me'es Re'ehu, says to Vilna Gaon, you know what's going on here? Rashi's explaining the causality. How could it be, Hayitachein, that the Mitzrayim just let you walk in? Bizchus what? Did we get this unbelievable bracha of the great wealth we took out of Mitzrayim? It wasn't just our physical freedom. We came out wealthy. All the gold and silver of Mitzrayim. Bizchus ma, we were able to merit that. Says Rashi, that's what the pasuk is answering. Says the Gra, that's what Rashi is alluding to. Bizchus that they did chesed with each other. They were zocha, not only to Yetziah Mitzrayim, but a true geula, where the Mitzrayim were allowed and good-hearted, able to give them and allow the Jewish people to take their things. So what emerges, not only is it incredibly creative, clearly you wouldn't call this pashut shot, but an incredible creative reading of the psukim based on a diuk and Rashi, but it emerges, I think, a profound message of Musar, of Hashkafa, of Jewish values and ethics. And that is that in essence, says the Gra, a linchpin, one of the zechuyos for our geula, was the chesed we did with each other. And it's only natural when we're in moments of persecution, it's human nature to look inward, to just worry about your own survival. And yet, even at those difficult, most darkest times, says the Vilna Gaon, where Rashi is alluding to, is that the Jewish people didn't do that. They were mezakeh each other, they did chesed with each other, and this became a key in the geula, and they were rewarded for it at this culminating moment, B'shas Yetzias Mitzrayim. Just to add on to this beautiful insight of the Gra is an incredible, equally incredible passage based on a remarkable medrash that the Chavetz Chaim discusses in his sefer Ahavas Chesed. The Chavetz Chaim, not sure how many of you know this, you should certainly over your years of learning in the future get to know this, the Chavetz Chaim was actually a prolific author. We know him most well from the Mishnah Brura, and of course the Chavetz Chaim on Hilchos Lashon Hara, but he also wrote many, many other svarim, fantastic svarim. And one of the most famous of the other svarim is about chesed, is about gemilas chasadim. It's called Ahavas Chesed. And there in Perikei, in one of the footnotes, the Chavetz Chaim tells as follows. We'll read this together and that will conclude in a few minutes. Hinei, Ata, the Chavetz Chaim is writing in between the two world wars, which was not a good time for anyone, let alone the Frum, the Jewish community in Europe. Hine ata midas hadin gavra ma'od al olam, says Chavetz Chaim. It's a difficult time. It's shreklach. Very difficult for the Jews. Midas hadin. Ein shum etzel hinotzel midei tzoros ha-mischachas yom yom. And we can't figure our way out of it. There's so many new and continuing and onslaught of difficulties of tzoros. Mama od, therefore says the Chavetz Chaim, dafka, because things are so difficult. Mama od, yesh li hitzchazek, b'midas ha-chesed. Kadesh ayidei zeh yis'orer, midas ha-chesed ha-elyona. How does this work? Says the Chavetz Chaim, you have to understand, theologically, what's the mechanism, the spiritual mechanism, the cause and effect? Says the Chavetz Chaim, this goes back to an idea which you're all familiar with, of Mida Keneged Mida. If we go above and beyond and do chesed for each other, then we have a right to expect, even though maybe Midas Hadin, we don't deserve it, but Hashem sees us doing chesed with each other, Hashem will do chesed with us. And therefore, he says, this is what Chazal are referring to in the Medrash and the Brachos Rabbah, Shamar Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is a reference to Yitzias Mitzrayim, Geula mi Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, U'ma'elu shehein ba'atzman tzrichin chesed. The Jewish people in Egypt, they're in such desperate and dire need of kindness and of help. And yet, despite their difficult circumstances, oseh chesed, elu im elu, excuse the typo there, elu im elu, they're doing chesed with each other. Ani, God says, shani molei chesed v'rachamim. I need nothing. I have everything I need. Alachas kama v'kama, shani tzarech ligmo chesed im briosai. I certainly need to do chesed. And that medrash, says the Chafetz Chaim, he strings together a few medrashim, that medrash is connected to or predicated on an incredible statement of Chazal in the Tana de Be'el Yahu Rabbah. This is what I want to share with you. This is the key. The Tana de Be'el Yahu Rabbah says as follows. We know, many of us have learned this over the years, that the Jewish people were redeemed from Egypt despite being on the 49th level of Tumah, being Ovdei Avodah Zarah, assimilated. So why were they zochet to Geula? So we're often taught in our younger years, and it's true, you can find Midrashim about all these things, Shaloshinu Lishonam, Shaloshinu Shmam, Shaloshinu Malbusham. They held on to certain key elements of Jewish identity despite the rampant assimilation. However, at least according to the Tana de Be'el Yahu, there was another Zechus, another Zechus, and this is what he quotes here in the fourth line, Uma Hayakrisus Bris. They did gemilas chesed with each other. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris. After they made a bris with each other. And this is the Tana de Be'el Yahu. Listen to these incredible words. Ha'inyan kachu. Kiheim kisharo. The Jewish people in Mitzrayim, when they saw, she'in shum eitzel hinatzel migzero shel paro. There's no way out of this. Va'ashibut holech miskaber yom yom. The shibut of Mitzrayim is getting worse and worse every day. Ma'osu, what did they do? Niskabsu ba'aguda achas v'tachzu eitzel ma'la. They got together. They had a crisis committee meeting. They had an asifa. And they said, what should we do? How can we survive? What will be the secret? And what was their answer? Hiskimu beineim sheyelchu b'derech Hashem levado v'lo yishanu es shemam v'lishonam. They decided they're going to commit themselves to certain points of Jewish identity. Vegam karsu bris yachad ligmo chesed ze im ze. They realize inside from just keeping that Jewish identity, as we saw from the Vilna Gaon, says the Chafetz Chaim, again, according to the Tana de Be'el Yahu, they had to look outward. They had to do chesed with each other, and hopefully that will be inspiring Hashem's midas chesed to do chesed with them. And says the Chafetz Chaim, says the Medrash in continuation, ube'emes kein hayel basof. This is exactly what happened. Shedavar zeh siba legeula. This was actually ultimately the cause and the source of their geula. Kedichsiv nachisa b'chazdacha. Am Zug Alta, a pasuk we're all familiar with, Nachisa b'chazdacha, and the Medrash says he gives yet another Medrash he strings together in the bottom, and with this we conclude the reading. Isa b'psikta, and the Yalkut Shemoni, what is Nachisa b'chazdacha? Zu gemilos chasadim. Am Zug Alta, how were we redeemed? How were we had geula? Because of the gemilos chasadim. What gemilos chasadim? Not just some abstract idea. But specifically, they had gemachs, they had gemilas chasadim, they had chesed committees. They did chesed with each other. And again, this is an incredible phenomenon, that despite how difficult and trying the circumstances were, they did chesed with each other. This is what the Chafetz Chaim is quoting from the Tana de Be'el Yahu, and this is what the Gra and the Kol El Yahu initially says as well. And I'll just conclude my last word. One of the incredible Haggadahs, those of you who heard my Haggadah shir last week, I give a big shout out for Rabbi Jonathan Sachs' Haggadah. So there in the beginning, he quotes a story from Primo Levi, who was a famous Holocaust survivor, originally from Italy. And he writes that when he was in one of the camps in 1945, when the Nazis fled, they just abandoned certain people, including Primo Levi, just lying there, half dead. And they were waiting for the advancing Russian army to finally actually liberate them and free them. And he noticed, he said, Primo Levi, in those it's hard to know how long they were just lying there by themselves. All of a sudden, when the Nazis fled, what happened? Certain people went, he says, and fixed the heat in the barracks. People who had little scraps of bread or potato peels started sharing with each other. And says Primo Levi, I never saw this when I was in the camps. Freedom, he says, is symbolized by sharing. He says, only when we had our freedom were we able to start sharing with each other. But while I was in the camp, again, everyone was so desperate, all they could do was worry about themselves. Only when they realized they were free did they start sharing. Now, what he's describing is unfortunately something that wasn't as elevated as evidently, according to the Gra, the Chafetz Chaim, and the Medrash, was taking place in Mitzrayim. In, as bad as Mitzrayim was, the people were still able to somehow see beyond themselves and do chesed with each other. And I don't think Primo Levi meant this as a criticism, and obviously Chas HaShalom, I don't. But what he was testifying to was that the torture of the Nazis was so difficult, so painful, so inhumane, that many people, I'm sure not all, but many people couldn't see beyond themselves. It was only when they got that first taste of chayrus, of freedom, were they finally able to tap into this chesed that is Olam Chesed Yibonem. So hopefully we get our day started off right, not only with some Divrei Torah of the Vilna Gaon, of the Gra here in Vilna, but also get a sense, as again, I think this is a good tone setter for the beginning of our trip, the of chesed, of being there for each other. We'll learn a lot, I'm sure, throughout the week of incredible acts of heroism and selflessness that people did for each other. And on a micro level, we have a big group. If we want to have this a successful trip, so we have to have a little bit of this spirit too. Be thinking about each other on the bus, think about each other, not too loud, not too noisy, let people sleep. Some people want to talk, they don't. On the trip, be conscious of each other. You see somebody who's seeming to have a difficult time. Some of the stuff we're going to see can be emotional, perhaps even traumatic for some. Olam chesed yibaneh. Osa chesed elu em elu. It was the key to the geula in Mitzrayim. And emir tzashem, it should continue to be the key for all of our geulas as well. Have a great day, everybody.
We're going to eat breakfast. A word of...